Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Get behind the wheel of your new Opel at the Opel Open Road event now on at your Opel dealer.
Now, given these restrictions and the advice to stay at home, why is it that if you don't have a public services card, you can't renew your driving licence online and instead need to attend in person? Brian O'Connell has been looking into this for us. And Brian, not that you're not an eagle-eyed reporter and you wouldn't have spotted it in due course anyway, yeah. But you came upon this issue because you needed to renew your licence yourself.
You're saying all the right things, Philip. Exactly. I wanted to renew my driving licence online before Christmas. Just to find out, you have to have a My Government ID and a public services card. So your passport is no good, your existing driving license is no good. So it's either a public services card or you have to make an appointment to attend in person to renew your driving license or to apply for a public services card. So for those who don't have a public services card, and just personally, I never had reason to have one before now, you're left then with no choice but to have a physical in-person contact, which many of us are trying to avoid.
During presumably which you would have to wear a mask, as is required in most public buildings.
Yes.
So one wonders how a face-to-face verification can actually be achieved in those circumstances. Look, a lot of controversy around public services card, and there was a significant ruling by the Data Protection Commission, which the government is appealing.
Yes, this is before the courts. It's awaiting a hearing date at present. It's very significant because essentially the Data Protection Commission has already ruled in 2019 that aside from social welfare reasons, it's unlawful to make the public services card mandatory for different services. So we'll come back to that because I got some legal opinion on it and also asked some questions of the Department of Social Protection on it.
Yeah, now, to prove that this is not just Brian O'Connell taking over the airwaves to air a personal grievance, you have actually found other people in the same situation as you.
Of course I have. Writer Maura McElhone, a couple of months back, she moved from the Republic to the Republic from Northern Ireland. She had tried to apply online. She has a young baby and the last thing she told me she wanted to do was leave the house and go into a public space. But not having a public services card, it's precisely what she had to do.
I was trying to change my UK licence over to an Irish licence. I suppose I'd put it on the long finger for months anyway, just purely because it seemed like a hassle. And I was also expecting my first child at the time. I saw that I could do it online, but only if I had a public services card. Then I was like, okay, well, what's involved in getting the public services card? But to get the public services card, you have to have a face-to-face meeting in person in one of those offices. So it seemed completely counterproductive that either way, there's a face-to-face meeting involved. So either you have the public services card and you can renew or get the replacement license online, or you don't have a public services card and you have to go in person to get the new license. So that's sure. Ultimately what I ended up doing was going into on a Sunday morning, making an appointment for 9:30 on a Sunday morning, driving from Maynooth into Naas, leaving the baby at home, having to do the face-to-face appointment to apply for the Irish license in the midst of COVID, and it just wasn't ideal at all.
Could you understand why you had to get a public services card?
No, there was no real sort of reason given for that.
Have you been asked for a public services card for anything else?
No, never. And I'm born an Irish citizen. I've always had an Irish passport since birth. So, like, I would have thought, you know, that would almost be enough then for kind of changing over my UK driving license to an Irish driving license. Mm-hmm. I've never kind of been asked for it for any other reason. I've never felt that I've needed one. I still don't really feel like I need one other than to avoid hassle like this. Even like I say, I had my first baby in the midst of lockdown, and the hospitals are falling over themselves. They're doing everything they can to reduce the number of people. Like, I went through labour alone. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. They're going out of their way to reduce the number of people coming into contact with each other. And it just seems like this is something that, I mean, renewing your driving license should not be something that you have to do in person, and something that can only be avoided if you have a public services card, which in itself requires you to go down and apply for it in person. It just seems, I don't understand it at all.
So that's writer Maura McElhone. Now, I mentioned earlier this business of the DPC ruling and the government appeal of that. Simon McGar is a solicitor with McGar Solicitors. He's director of Data Compliance Europe. I asked him, was the RSA or the NDLS entitled to ask for the public services card to renew online when the government is making a robust challenge to this DPC ruling? This is some of what he had to say.
even in circumstances where the government hasn't accepted the decision stands until it is successfully appealed.
Mm-hmm.
And it appears that the RSA has decided that it will act as though the decision had not happened. And of course, its risk that it's taking is that in every instance of processing the data from the public services card, if the appeal is not successful, it will turn out that that was an illegal use of the public services card.
Obviously, like a lot of people, I will do a lot of transactions online. I'll try to avoid, where possible, going into an office. So why is it, you think, that something like my passport, my proof of address, maybe a payslip, isn't good enough?
I mean, that's one of the great mysteries of this impulse from the state to force people to use the public services card. One of the greatest absurdities is that the body issuing driving licenses isn't accepting driving licenses as an acceptable ID. It is a very strange impulse, and it seems to derive from a sort of a central government wish to, first of all, force people to get a public services card, to then justify that by making it that they can only access government services using that public services card.
So given all that, should the RSA suspend the need or this obligation they're placing on people to get a PSC?
I don't think that it's appropriate under any circumstances to require a public services card in order to be able to apply online. It is an inappropriately narrow form demand for ID. Mm-hmm. However, I think it's particularly inappropriate during COVID, when people's ability to present in person is limited, and also their ability to get a public services card may be limited, depending on whether or not they can actually present in person and demonstrate their identity at their local welfare office.
My other question to you was going to be, I mean, is a passport any less secure than a PSC, than a public services card?
Absolutely not.
Brian O'Connell talking to Simon McGarr there. All right, we'll see if we can get a response from the RSA, Department of Social Protection, on that, bring it to you after the news. But right now, I need to take a break. As in response to Brian O'Connell's report there and that really rather ridiculous situation that somebody like Maura McElhone has to go through, Labour by herself, but now, under the new restrictions, wouldn't have been able to travel from Maynooth to Naas to get the face-to-face meeting for her public services card for a new driving license, so she would be driving illegally, effectively, without that license. We've been on to the RSA, and they say that customers who use online service for a driving license or learner permit must have achieved prior face-to-face verification and a public service card, and a verified MyGovID account enables this. This is achieved via the MyGovID portal and is a mandatory feature of all online government services from now on. Now, we did get that from the RSA before the level 5 lockdown restrictions had been announced. Well, because the cabinet has yet to meet an hour and a half from now, but that is at the moment the unmoving and very unsympathetic voice or response to the predicament that people like Brian and Maura find themselves in. And there's a response in there from Social Protection as well. In relation to Brian O'Connell's story earlier on, that response from the Department of from Social Welfare, that they say that they have taken the advice of the Attorney General's office and that they are satisfied that the processing of personal data related to the PSC does in fact have a strong legal basis. The retention of data is lawful and the information provided to users does satisfy the requirements of transparency. So two very much opposed views there still on that issue. The Data Protection Commissioner and the Attorney General's advice to the Department of Social Protection being very, very much at odds with each other.